Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to your listeners by you as part of your podcast. And now the news.
Welcome to your weekly health news podcast for May 16th, 2008. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. Here at the Health News Podcast, we just love it when people tell us where to go. They tell us to go to their iPhone, their iPod, their MP3 player, and their email. Why not tell your friends about the Health News Podcast? We're sure they would like to tell us where to go also. Now here's the news. Last week we asked, got milk? Well, this week we ask, where's the beef? According to a study published in Physiological Research, vegetarians age faster. It turns out that AGE, or A-G-E, is the acronym for Advanced Glycation End Products. And the higher they are, the faster we age. High levels of AGE are related to the amount of fructose in the diet, and vegetarians with their high levels of fruits and vegetables have higher fructose in their diet than meat eaters. As a result, vegetarians, regardless of how good they tell everyone they feel, age faster than meat eaters. Next time you look in the mirror and see those crow's feet around your eyes, I'd give serious thought to passing on the tofu burger. Have you ever made the mistake of going food shopping on an empty stomach? Well, scientists have discovered a hormone that makes food more attractive. The hormone ghrelin acts on the same parts of the brain as cocaine and nicotine to enhance our response to food-related cues and eating for pleasure. That piece of chocolate cake that keeps calling your name? Ghrelin. That ice cream in the freezer that wakes you in the middle of the night? Ghrelin. Scientists think that by finding out which foods cause the highest increase in ghrelin and then eliminating them from school lunchrooms, they can solve the childhood obesity problem. I guess Snoop Dogg was wrong. He meant to say ghrelin with Magellan, not chillin' with Magellan. When we come back, we'll take a look at what all the squeaking is all about.
Did you know with the Health News Podcast, we can customize your podcast to bring your clients all the health news they need to take charge of their lives? Just take our weekly health news feeds and edit them right into your own show. That's it. Call Health News Podcast today at 413-274-0200 and let us show you how you can become a health news resource for all your podcasts. Now back to the news.
In 2003, Stryker, a medical products company, started marketing artificial hips made of ceramics, claiming they were much more durable than previous models. It turns out that tens of thousands of people may have been guinea pigs in an unfolding medical mystery. For reasons not fully understood, the hips started to squeak, and people are claiming the noise is interfering with their daily lives. Some people notice it going up or down the stairs, or when bending down to pick something up. One man, a real estate appraiser, said that when he does a walkthrough, people think that there's something wrong with the floorboards. Then there is one man who said his hip only squeaks when he has sex with his wife. What is it they say about the squeaky wheel? Better not go there. And in the ever-growing list of fish to stay away from due to high levels of mercury, two new ones have been added. Both yellow perch and black crappie have recently been added to the list of fish that can cause serious health threats if eaten on a regular basis and should be avoided if you are pregnant or thinking of becoming pregnant. Just to make sure you are on top of this, here is the current list. Blackfish or bowfin, catfish, jackfish or pickerel, warmouth, yellow perch, black crappie, albacore tuna, almaco jack, rudderfish, cobia, crevalli jack, amberjack, grouper, mackerel, marlin, orange ruffy, shark, swordfish, tilefish. Maybe we should just get to the segment of the show where we look at one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. One human hair can support 3.5 ounces. That's about the weight of two full-size candy bars. With hundreds of thousands of hairs on the human head, the tale of Rapunzel becomes much more plausible. and that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week, where I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to your listeners by you as part of your podcast. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.